seconds.
One time for the underdog.
One time for the underdog. Ignition sequence start.
Let me see you put 'em up. Reach the sky, touch the stars up above. 'Cause it's one time for the underdog. One time for the underdog.
You're listening to the Valuetainment Podcast, where we discuss various strategies that will help you scale your business to the next level. I'm your host, Patrick Bet-David, and today I'm going to talk to you about horrible experiences that will help you as an entrepreneur. If there is one thing I can guarantee you is this. If you are way too sensitive, and you were raised in this family where your mama told you you're so perfect and no one's ever gonna do anything wrong to you, and you decide to go into the world of business, bam! You're gonna say that hurt. And you're not gonna stay as an entrepreneur. Because in a world of business, it can get very, very ugly at times. And I'm simply trying to emotionally, mentally prepare you for the beatdown that you're gonna get if you become an entrepreneur. So today, I'm gonna talk to you about 8 bad experiences that will help you as an entrepreneur. So let's start off with point number one. Here's point number one. A very, very embarrassing and humiliating experience that you had. What could that be? I don't know what it is, but it's gotta be very embarrassing. It's gotta be very humiliating. It could be you going in school and you're trying to play football and you go to tryout and you play basketball and you're so embarrassing. You're so embarrassing that everybody laughs at you. That moment of laughter, you will forever remember if you have that moment of laughter. If you have a moment where you wanted to go out there and try to play a certain game or try to go talk to a certain girl or try to do something and you were so embarrassed, so humiliated, that stays with your spirit. That's actually a good thing, because in business, it's gonna happen many times. So if it hasn't happened yet once and it happens in business, you're gonna say, ooh, that hurts. I'm not gonna do that again, and you'll leave. Second one, being bullied. It's very important to be bullied. Here's why it's very important to be bullied. And I know a lot of times, I did a video once called How to Handle Bullies. I think the video is called How to Handle Bullies, and I cannot stand bullies. If there's 2 affirmations I give to my kids, every night I come home, I ask him 2 questions. Daddy, do we bully people? No. Do we get bullied? No. Both are answered no. 1, we don't bully anybody. 2, we don't bully people. I expect 4 things from my kids: lead people, improve daily, love, and improve. That's it. Those are 4 things. Simple. But we don't bully people. But it's the best thing that happens to you. Why? My younger son gets bullied by the older son. The younger son gets pushed, gets hit, gets all this other stuff. When he becomes 14 years old and he gets into a fight with a kid, you know how my younger son's gonna handle it? He's gonna be like, dude, I've been fighting my older brother for years, man. You're nobody to me. Let's go fight. What do you wanna do? You wanna fight? Let's fight. Mario's got a younger brother, right? Your younger brother. Mario's told me stories, David, right? Yep. Mario's told me stories about his younger brother. What stories have you told me about him fighting?
He fought a guy double his size.
And whooped his tail.
And knocked him out.
Knocked him out. How old was he at the time?
He was 14.
14 years old. Why? Because David has 2 older brothers or 3 older brothers?
5. 4.
Six. So. He's got 5 older brothers. Do you think that kid is going to grow up being bullied a little bit? It helps in business. So if you've been bullied before, if someone's put, I remember being a kid in Iran. I remember being a kid in Germany. I remember being a kid in high school. I was bullied over and over and over again. It made me tougher. Many of these MMA fighters, when you study them, if you study many of these MMA fighters, there's one thing they all have in common. You know what it is? They all say, why did you become a fighter? Because I got bullied. Why did you become a fighter? Because I got bullied, man. Eventually, I was so sick and tired of bully, I wanted to whoop his ass. So I became tough. And that's why I do MMA. And that guy doesn't fight me anymore. This is not a new thing. This is a very, I know this stuff is strange, so parents are not gonna share this video with their kids going, no honey, don't watch this video because this man, this Iranian, Assyrian, Armenian, scary looking big man says you need to be bullied. Baby, don't watch this video. Unsubscribe from Valuetainment, right? But in reality, it's a good thing that happens to you. Next, rejected. Being rejected is a very good thing. You know why? I have a hard time. I've been mentoring salespeople for 15 years. You know what their fear is? They see this, they scream like a little girl when they see a phone. Oh my God, oh my gosh. Hey, John, this thing you gotta pick up and you gotta make phone calls. No, no, yes, no, I won't do it. Yes, no. Why not? Because they can't handle 1 word that's got only 2 letters in it. At least be scared of a 16-letter word. Why are you going to be scared of a two-letter word? No. Be scared of a technical word. All they're telling you is no. Not interested. No. 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 You know this hurts. Just the last 3 seconds, you listen to me say no, it hurts you. Some of you guys even stop watching a video because you hate the word no. No is good in business. No is very good in business because you get rejected, then you get used to it, then you know eventually what happens to you. You're desensitized. You know what's desensitized? When you don't even see it anymore. You know the guy that goes to the girl and says, hey, you look pretty, girl. I want to take you out. No. Okay, Friday or Saturday night. I said no. I'll pick you up. What's your address? I just told you no. Cell number, same number, because it's the same number. John, I told you no. Just make sure you wear a nice dress. All right, all right. I'll pick you up. Boom. I don't hear the no. Same thing with business. You got to be deaf to the no. The more rejected you get, the better off you are. So sometimes I get these Snapchat messages. People send me, but you don't understand how hard of a life I've lived. But Pat, you're so, you do not sympathize with people. You do not understand people. Patrick said the other day that for him hitting rock bottom was driving a Ford Focus. How arrogant are you to say rock bottom is Ford Focus? I grew up in Iran. I was homeless for quite some time before joining the military. I had nothing to eat many, many times in my lifetime, many, many times in my lifetime, where I had to live at my friends' houses and beg them. I used to go and sell my lunch ticket just to have enough money to go on, because I never got an allowance for 6 years. I never got an allowance. This is this kid. Never. I had to find my own allowance. I didn't have allowance. So don't tell me about your life being hard. My parents got a divorce. My mother went back to Iran. I don't have a clue where to live. I don't know. I don't want to hear your sympathy story. I'm not trying to win subscribers here. If you don't like this channel, go to a different place that motivates you and tell you how awesome you are. But stop complaining to me about how difficult your life is. We did a video yesterday on a webinar. The guy's on the phone. It's a private webinar. They won this contest. I'm on a call with this cat. He says, well, let me tell you this. What do you think? I said, man, do you make any decisions? Are you watching anything here? One of the best things that can happen to you is being rejected. Best things. So you, for some of you that are watching this, that you think you had a bad life, man, be thankful for it, because that's going to help you in the world of business. Not the other way around. The guy that's been guarded and protected by mommy and daddy so nothing ever bad happens to them, they don't know how to handle reality when it happens to them. You do. Use that as the best thing on your resume, not as a crutch, as a strength, because it can help you in the world of business. Next. A great breakup. Man, one of the best things that can happen to you is a great breakup. I don't love you anymore. What are you talking about? I don't love you anymore. I just don't. I don't know what happened. I used to love you. I just don't love you anymore. I don't. Do you like, is there somebody else? Yes. Who? Your best friend? No. Which one? Jack? Oh my. That's great. Oh, that's great. Again, Patrick, have you completely lost it? No. I just know when I talk to people who have built a very big business and you sit down and break bread and you really find out their story, it is hell and back before they build it big. And some of you guys are fully qualified, by the way, just so you know that. You just need to see the strength of it. So breakup, phenomenal thing. Let a girl break up with you. Oh, it's so great. Let her say, I don't love you anymore. Just remember that date. Man, that's a magical word, right? So I'll go right into the next one. I'm trying to see if I can remember all the points. Next one, piercing words. Oof. You know what's a great thing about piercing words? It just goes, boom, it goes through you and it stings, man. It hurts. It hurts. Piercing. It hurts. You know what type of words? I remember one time I'm on a conference call with a guy, Jose Gaitan, good friend of mine, very good friend of mine. Good friend of mine. This guy, we're on a conference call. And a guy on the other line tells him this on the conference call. He says this to him. Because at that time, Jose wasn't doing too well in business. They're doing very good right now. But at that time, he wasn't doing too well in business. He's working as a bill collector. He's lost everything. The house he bought for his mom, that his mom losing. And he has to go tell his mom, Mom, you got to move out because I lost this house, Mom. Mom, I lost this house. Tears come in this cat's eyes. Tears. I remember this guy, okay? But he's a very, very solid guy. Character solid guy, right? You know what happens one time? We're on a conference call. One guy says this to him. He says, let me tell you something, Jose. You will never make it in business. You will never make it in business. Do you know how many years ago that was? 08?
Yes.
08, 17, 9 years ago. It was such a piercing word. He remembers it till today. He remembers it till today. I remember certain words till today. Now, there's a part to forgive, 100%. But it's kind of tough to forget. There's a part to forgive, but there's a part you don't forget. You remember those words. This thing's got a lot of power. Lots of power. Sometimes a coach or somebody that's even coaching you may say certain words to you that are piercing. Maybe he or she is testing you to see how you're going to respond. Strong coaches are very good at doing that. Bill Belichick, you think he's not going to say certain things? The other day they were talking about why, what's the coach of Cleveland Cavaliers? What's the guy's name? The guy that came from Tyronn Lue. Tyronn Lue is the coach of Cleveland Cavaliers, used to play for the Lakers. And there was a scene last year in the season. You know what the scene was? So Coach Blatt is a coach that came from Europe, and he's a guy everybody knew, and they hire him to coach LeBron, okay? In middle of the season, Blatt and LeBron are not getting along. Blatt gets fired. They bring Tyronn Lue. Just so you know, Tyronn Lue is shorter than me, okay? And LeBron is 6'8", 260. And Tyronn was about 6'1", 6'2", give or take, maybe 6'3", okay? And there is a scene. Here's a scene. LeBron's coming in. LeBron's coming in. Tyronn's going out. In the timeout, LeBron starts telling Tyronn Lue what to do. Tyronn Lue says, shut the F up. Now, I'm not telling you this is something for you to do with your people. This is sports. In sports, there's locker rooms. It's heated. It's different than business. Completely different than business. But there was a heated moment. He said to LeBron, I'm the coach. Be quiet. I'm the coach. I'm not Blatt. I'm the coach. LeBron sits, listens. Tyronn draws out the play. They go, they win the game. They ask LeBron afterwards, what'd you think about that? He said, I respected him for it because that's the reason why he's our coach. And then they won the championship together. And I was the prior coach, couldn't do that. Couldn't do that. Sometimes piercing words, boom! Hey, let's go. Let's do something with it. You got to remember some of those piercing words. Then, when you do get piercing words, it's all about how you respond to piercing words. Because there's two different ways people respond to piercing words. One of them is what? I can't believe he said that to me. I'm just such a loser, and I'm this, and I'm pouting, and I'm going to my mommy, and I'm crying, and my daddy, I can't believe this. We're like, you know what? Let me prove him wrong. Let me go out there and prove myself that I can do this. Then go do it. It's completely on you. But the more opportunities you have like that, the more opportunity you have to just scale. Your capacity just goes, I got to do something big with this thing here. You got to be able to do something big with that. The other one, a very, very, very good ass whooping is a very good thing to happen to people. Why? You know why? Let me tell you why. One of the reasons why it's very good to have your ass handed to you is because it tells you you're not as bad as you think you are. Meaning you're not as tough as you think you are. And you're not as great as you think you are. There's always somebody out there that can kick your butt. There's nothing greater than that. There's nothing greater than you walking around thinking you're tough and then somebody gets you. Because you realize, every single day you're competing, don't underestimate anybody. Every single day you're building, do not underestimate anybody. The moment you do, you could be the guy that becomes the next Tyson. You could be the guy that loses and comes back after Golden State's got the greatest record in the history of NBA. They're 73-9. LeBron James comes back after 3-1 and they beat you. It could happen to you. You cannot walk around like you're that bad. This is why a good ass whooping sometimes isn't good. Ass whooping could be in business. Somebody completely crushes you. A new person comes in and crushes you. How are you going to respond to that ass whooping? I think I got one more or two more left, right? The other one is going broke. Going broke. Going broke is a very good thing that can happen to you. Going broke is a very good thing that can happen to you. Let me tell you why going broke is a good thing. Whether you lived in a family that didn't have a lot of money, or you went broke. I've experienced both. I grew up in a family, we didn't have a lot of money, we were a welfare family, and I lost everything, okay? So I experienced it firsthand when we didn't have a lot of money, and we lived, you know, this was pretty tough times, and then I experienced when I lost everything, lost a girl, lost all that stuff. Both of them, I was in a pretty bad state. And let me tell you what happens when you get to this bad state. You get to this bad state where you're completely all alone by yourself, and there's a part of you that thinks you're done. There's a part of you that thinks nothing else can change. there's a part of me that wants to throw in the towel. And I'm here to tell you, the way you respond during that heat of the moment in your life turns you into the person that gets to creating losing a habit that lasts a lifetime, or becomes a person that rises up and says, you know what? Man, I lost. This hurts. I am hurt. I'm a bit depressed. I'm a bit shocked. I have a lot of fears, but I'm gonna fight again. And you get up and you fight. If you come back from this and you fight and you win, the spirit inside of you, you know what it believes in? It believes you can overcome any obstacle. And that's a very dangerous person to compete against. Oh my gosh, you do not screw with people like that. You just do not screw with people like that. Because those people have a certain spirit that's backing them up. It's very tough to go against somebody like that. Next, betrayal. Betrayal could be a very good thing. It happened to me in business a couple times. One was a person that was a good friend that we experienced this, and it was a betrayal. I was shocked that a friend could do something like this after giving me their word, shook hand, everything, betrayal. It's a very good thing that happened. It was a very good thing that happened because it teaches you things. So betrayal is a good thing in business that can happen to you because it makes you judge people in a complete different way. It keeps your guard up a little bit more to be paranoid about everybody until you trust them. This is one time when I was sitting with Mark Cuban, and Mark Cuban was asked, you know, you have all these companies that you own. How do you manage the CEOs? He says, I micromanage until I trust. I micromanage until I trust. When you get betrayed, here's what happens. Your speed of trust delays. When we're naive and we're young kids, we trust faster. When we get betrayed, now it takes 18 months to earn my trust. It used to take 3 months. And this is a good thing. It's not a bad thing. It's a good thing. People come and tell me, Pat, I'm gonna be the greatest salesman you've ever had. Oh, really? Yeah, now I give you 2 years. Let's see if you're even mentally and emotionally tough. Can you even handle somebody pushing you? That's when I know you're legit. Okay, because it takes longer to trust in someone's abilities. It takes longer to trust somebody to be a partner. It takes longer to put somebody in that position that you know can go out there and help you get to the next level. It takes a little longer to do that. So betrayal was the last one. And here's our 8 things that I'm telling you. There's a lot of parents that watch this. And parents, I just want you to know this. I had some relatives over. And the conversation was, you know, all these things about my dad was telling stories, and it was all these people were telling my sister, all these guys were telling stories. And it was, you know, we should have raised in a different way, and we should have done this, and we should have done this, and all this other stuff. And I said, you know what? I kind of didn't mind seeing my parents argue. I said, what are you talking about? I said, I'm in Panama with my friend Stephen Alfred. We're in Panama, and we're driving to Panama Canal. And we're driving over there, it's just raining and all this stuff. I see this 4-year-old kid pushing a shopping cart with a 2-year-old kid in there. There's no parents around, it's raining. This 4-year-old kid, that visually, it's still in my brain, my mind till today. 4-year-old kid is pushing, I have a 4-year-old son and I have a son that just turned 3. That's as if my oldest son is pushing my 2-3-year-old son. And he's pushing him. And I'm like, hey God, what the hell, where's the parents? Where are the parents? What's going on over here? Man, that kid is 4 years old and 2 years old, and he's got somebody watching over him, and there's a certain, you know, we are tougher than we think we are, man. We got this thing called survival of the fittest, and we got certain survival mechanisms that are ingrained in our body that we kind of know certain things. Maybe not as much at that age, but you see this sometimes taking place. And sometimes I see parents protecting their 30-year-old son as if they're 4 years old. Come on, man. Let this guy get his nose bloody a little bit. I did a call one time for mother and the son were on the call together. You remember this? We're at the airport. I'm doing this call, and the mom's protecting. I'm like, let him loose. He's a baby. Protecting. Hey, there's that part, and you see mamas that raise boys. I know one right here out of Dallas. Tough guy. 2 boys, 3 boys, they all went to school, all get their 4-year degree. They all pay for their college. Mom was disabled growing up. Kid named Jason. Tough. Father wasn't around. This guy figured out a way to raise his two younger brothers. But the mom says, no excuses. Get to work. Get your act together. You better clean this place. I don't want a single spotless place. kind of raised some three tough boys that they all are survival right now. They're doing pretty good for themselves. This Jason guy made $60,000, $70,000 this month. And he's a quality guy. What happened there? So if parents are watching this, I just want to encourage you. Get your kids to be a little bit tougher. Teenagers, if you're watching this, you want to grow up being tougher. I understand we're living in this politically correct world where everything's about sensitive, and don't say this to your kids because it may stay with them for a very long time. Honestly, a few scars on you is okay, man. I don't want a body with no scars. You know, I want some bodies with some scars. Put some scars on me. It's okay. You're supposed to have it. It makes you tougher. You last. You can hang in this world, in this dog-eat-dog type of world. You can hang. And if you choose and truly want to become an entrepreneur, man, you better get used to some of these things. You're going to get hit. You're going to get caught. So don't look at these 8 experiences as bad experiences. I hope you look at them as some positives, and I hope it brings up your spirit to realize you can handle some bigger things in life, such as entrepreneurship. Thanks, everybody, for listening. And by the way, if you haven't already subscribed to Valuetainment on iTunes, please do so. Give us a 5-star, write a review if you haven't already. And if you have any questions for me that you may have, you can always find me on Snapchat, Instagram, Facebook, or YouTube. Just search my name, Patrick Bit-David. And I actually do respond back when you snap me or send me a message on Instagram. With that being said, have a great day today. Take care, everybody. Bye-bye.